Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready. Because today, we are diving deep into a true neighborhood nightmare.
Ooh, I love these.
Right. Who doesn't love a good neighbor story gone wrong?
Yeah.
So, we have this letter, right? And someone's basically reached out to us.
Oh, really?
To kind of like process what happened with their absolutely insane neighbors.
Wow.
And it's wild. Okay. Like, we're talking noise complaints, we're talking dog poop, we're talking, like, full-blown retaliation.
Yeah, I mean, these are the kinds of things that make for entertaining stories.
Totally.
But, you know, they also raise some serious questions about, like, property lines and neighborly conduct yeah. and just how complicated these disputes can get.
Yeah, and this one gets complicated, trust me.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, okay, it starts out, you know, picture perfect.
Okay.
The new neighbors, the Millers, they seem amazing, right?
No, I've heard this before.
Yeah. You know, the type mowing the lawn, baking cookies.
Like the ideal neighbor.
Exactly. You totally let your guard down.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
And that's exactly what happened here, right? The letter writer even mentions letting the Millers borrow a hedge trimmer early on.
Oh, see, that's how it starts.
Right. Seems harmless.
Uh-huh.
But looking back, it's like it sets up this weird.
Yeah.
You know,
dynamic,
like a favor dynamic.
Yeah, totally. And that's something we see a lot.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, they're trying to create this sense of obligation.
Oh, interesting.
Like setting a trap almost.
Wow.
So that when things go south, it's even more like jarring.
So you're saying this masking is like intentional?
It can be. Yeah. Not always. Mm. But sometimes it's definitely part of the game.
Okay. So things go south.
Surprise, surprise.
Pretty quickly.
Okay.
It starts with the noise, these crazy arguments.
Oh, no.
Like the letter writer compares it to like a WWE match.
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously, yeah. Like plates shattering, doors slamming.
Oh, I hate that.
Linda, one of the Millers, would even shout, "I'm not your mother, Greg."
Oh, wow.
I know, right? Linda sounds like a piece of work.
Oh, just way.
Okay. So we've got noise complaints.
Yeah.
Which, you know, those are interesting.
What do you mean?
Because they often point to something deeper.
Like what?
Well, think about it. Noise is about control.
Okay.
It's about asserting dominance in a shared space.
So it's not just about the volume.
No. It's the message behind it.
Which is?
I'm going to do what I want, when I want, and you can't stop me.
Wow. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it escalates, right? From noise to what our letter writer calls passive-aggressive retaliation.
Okay, here we go, the good stuff.
Right, so we've got Zeus, the dog,
uh-oh,
strategically leaving presents on the lawn.
Then
there's the trash bin incident.
Oh no, what happened?
Like something truly nasty happens with the trash bin, you can imagine.
Oh, I can only imagine.
And then after complaining about the dog poop, the letter writer gets this text, like a winking emoji.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
That's so messed up.
Right, it's like, how do you even respond to that? Exactly. That's what they want.
To just feel powerless.
Totally. It's all about making you feel crazy.
And then Greg, the other Miller, he's not helping.
What'd he do?
Oh, he makes this comment like, well, you don't have much trash anyway, being single and all.
That's so rude.
All right.
Like just dismissing their concerns completely.
Yeah, it's like they're playing this game and the letter writer is the only one who doesn't know the rules.
And those rules keep changing.
Oh, yeah, because things get way worse.
Even worse.
Oh, yeah, we're talking psychological warfare now.
Okay, so they're upping the ante.
Big time.
All right, tell me everything.
So it starts with the garden gnome.
What, they stole it?
Well, it disappears, right? and then reappears.
Where?
In the Miller's flower bed, repainted to look like a clown.
Oh, come on. That's creepy.
Right. It's like funny, but also like, what are they doing?
Exactly. It's meant to be unsettling.
Okay. So then prank magazine subscriptions start showing up.
Oh, no.
Weird noises at night, the whole nine yards.
Oh, gosh, they're trying to drive him crazy.
That's exactly what the letter says, like feeling constantly on edge, walking on eggshells.
It's working then, right?
Oh, it's working.
It's awful.
And then get this. The security camera catches the Millers.
Wait, what?
At 3 a.m, dressed in black, planting plastic flamingos.
Flamingos? Seriously?
Dozens of them. And they even, like, wave at the camera before leaving.
Like they're proud of it.
It's so creepy.
This isn't just a prank anymore, right?
It's full-blown intimidation.
Yeah, they're sending a message.
I can't even imagine how the letter writer must have felt.
Oh, it had to be terrifying.
Right. Like, your neighbors are capable of this.
And they seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, it's like they're getting off on it.
Exactly. Which is, you know, disturbing on a whole other level.
Okay, so at this point, the letter writer is clearly at their breaking point.
Yeah. I mean, what do you even do?
Well, that's what we're going to find out in part two of this deep dive.
All right. I'm hooked. Let's do it.
So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Because things are about to get even wilder.
I can't wait.
Okay. So we left off with the letter writer, like, totally freaked out, right? Like, what do you even do when your neighbors are basically waging psychological warfare on you?
Well, in this case, the letter writer decides to build a fence.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, big one, like 10 feet high.
Wow. Yeah, create some space.
Exactly. Like a physical barrier, but also a psychological one.
Yeah, like I see you, but I don't want to see you.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing.
Why?
It kind of backfires.
Seriously?
Well, so they're busy, you know, focused on this fence.
Uh-huh.
And Greg, he's always watching, right?
Yeah, this guy's like always lurking.
He sees an opportunity.
Oh, no.
And points out some like minor damage to the letter writer's roof.
Uh-oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, you know who the prime suspect is.
The Millers.
Bingo!
But they can't prove it, right?
Nope, and it gets worse.
What do you mean?
The damage, it's like subtle.
Yeah.
It only shows up during the next big storm.
So they're like screwed.
Pretty much, yeah. Leaks, stress, the whole nine yards.
It's like even when they're not physically there, they're still messing with the letter writer.
They've invaded their space, like mentally.
It's so messed up.
It really is. And that's the thing about these situations, you know. It's not just the physical stuff. It's the mental and emotional toll.
The constant stress.
Yeah, the feeling of being unsafe in your own home.
So what happens next?
Well, hold on to your hats because things are about to escalate again.
Again? I don't know if I can handle it.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up.
Okay, hit me.
The Millers, they decide to throw a party.
A party?
A massive one.
Oh, no.
Music blaring, people everywhere.
Spilling onto the letter writer's property.
You bet.
Oh. Come on, that's so inconsiderate.
It's beyond inconsiderate. It's like a deliberate provocation.
Yeah, you're right. Like they're pushing the letter writer over the edge.
Exactly. Flaunting their power, you know.
Okay, so what does the letter writer do?
Finally, they snap.
They confront the Millers.
Not exactly.
When?
They call the police.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's like the last resort.
Right. But get this.
But
the Millers, they turn the whole thing around.
Oh.
Linda, she bursts into tears.
Seriously?
Dead serious, claiming the letter writer's been harassing them.
No way, way.
And get this. She points to the security cameras like it's evidence.
Classic manipulation.
Right. And the officer, he's just trying to do his job, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't know the whole story.
Exactly. So he ends up giving the letter writer a warning.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Like a warning about neighborly conduct.
That's insane.
The victim is being blamed.
Ugh, it makes me so mad.
Oh, and Greg, he doesn't miss a beat.
What does he do?
He like raises his beer in this mocking toast as the officer's leaving.
Oh my God, he's such a jerk.
I know, right? He's loving it, reveling in his victory.
He's a nightmare.
Yeah, and this moment, it's crucial, you know?
Why?
Because it's a turning point for the letter writer.
What do you mean?
Well, they realize, like, they can't win.
Yeah, they're fighting a losing battle.
Exactly. So they make a decision.
That decision.
They decide to move.
No way they give up.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, right? They're defeated.
So they just leave.
Yep. Put their house up for sale, pack their bags, and get out of there.
And the Millers.
Oh, they're there on moving day.
No way. Seriously.
Seriously, Greg's standing on his porch.
Oh, I bet he was loving it.
Oh, absolutely. Clapping slowly.
Like mocking them.
Totally. And he calls out, good luck finding neighbors as nice as us.
I can't even imagine.
It's like a final act of dominance.
He's such a bully.
Yeah, and it leaves the letter writer, you know, feeling totally powerless.
Yeah, like what do you even do after that?
Right, it's a horrible situation all around.
So what now? Like, is there any hope for people dealing with nightmare neighbors?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about in the final part of this deep dive.
Okay, so stay tuned because we're going to get into some practical advice.
Yeah, and some strategies for, you know, how to deal with these kinds of situations.
Because no one deserves to live like this.
Absolutely not.
I mean, the whole thing is just so sad, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I just keep thinking about the letter writer and, you know, how exhausting it must have been to live like that.
Right. It's the emotional toll that really gets you.
Yeah, constantly on edge, like never feeling safe in your own home.
It's draining, the stress, the anxiety, the feeling of being powerless.
And it's like the Millers, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, they were pushing buttons, trying to break the letter writer down.
It's just so messed up.
It is, and it's important to remember, this kind of thing, it's abuse.
Oh, totally.
Like emotional abuse, plain and simple.
And no one deserves to go through that.
Exactly. And you don't have to suffer in silence.
Okay, so let's talk solutions, right?
Yeah, let's get practical.
So say you've got a neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're being a total nightmare.
Okay.
Noise, boundaries, just being awful.
What do you do?
That's what I'm asking you. Where do you even start?
All right, well, first things first.
Okay.
You got to try talking to them.
Really? Even if they're like Greg level jerks.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
It's terrifying.
I get it. But sometimes a simple conversation can make a difference.
Okay, but how do you even approach that?
Well, you got to be calm, respectful, stick to the facts.
No yelling.
No yelling, no accusations. Just, hey, this is happening and it's bothering me.
Okay, wait, so focus on the behavior, not the person.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes people just aren't aware.
They don't realize they're being jerks.
Sometimes, yeah. It's not always intentional.
Okay, but what if talking doesn't work?
What if they're, like, totally unreasonable?
Yeah, like, they slam the door in your face.
Okay, then it's time for documentation.
What do you mean?
You become a detective, basically.
Seriously?
Yeah, keep a detailed record of everything.
Dates, times, what happened?
Exactly. And witnesses, if you have any.
This is getting intense.
Well, you gotta be prepared, right?
Prepared for what?
For if things escalate, like, if you need to involve the authorities.
Okay, so documentation is key.
It is, and don't forget technology.
Oh, right, security cameras.
Bingo, that flamingo footage.
Yeah.
Gold.
Yeah, proof.
It validates your experience too, you know?
Yeah, because sometimes you start to doubt yourself.
Exactly, especially with gaslighting and stuff.
So documentation helps you stay sane.
Exactly. Okay, so you've tried talking, you've got your evidence.
And things are still awful.
All right, what's next?
That's what I want to know. What are my options?
Well, it depends, right? How bad is it?
Let's say pretty bad.
Okay, well, do you have a homeowners association? Maybe they can sometimes help mediate, enforce rules, that kind of thing.
Okay, what else?
You can check your local ordinances, see what's on the books about noise, boundaries, harassment.
Right, like legal stuff.
Exactly, and if all else fails.
Yeah, if it's like a total nightmare.
Well, then you might need to get law enforcement involved.
Seriously. The police.
Yeah, noise complaints, property damage, threats. Those are all things the police can deal with.
And harassment, right? Like,
yeah,
that's a crime.
Absolutely. It's serious stuff.
I can't believe people have to go through this.
I know. It's tough. And there's not always an easy solution.
So sometimes walking away is the best option.
It can be. Yeah, it's not giving up. It's prioritizing your well-being.
It's like choosing yourself over a toxic situation.
Exactly.
This whole story, it's just a good reminder, right?
Like, yeah.
Even when things are really bad, we still have choices.
We do.
We can choose how we respond, how we protect ourselves, when to walk away.
And remember, you're not alone in this.
Right. Like, neighbor disputes happen all the time.
More than you think.
And there are resources out there to help.
Absolutely. So don't be afraid to reach out.
So as we wrap up, I want to ask you this.
Okay.
What would you do in this situation? Like, where's the line between standing your ground and knowing when to just cut your losses?
That's a tough one.
It is, right? There's no easy answer.
Yeah. Nope. Every situation is different.
But hopefully this deep dive has given everyone some things to think about.
Definitely.
And maybe some tools to help you navigate your own neighborly challenges.
Exactly. And if you've got your own nightmare neighbor story.
Oh, we want to hear it.
Seriously, share it with us.
Because sometimes just knowing you're not alone,
it can make all the difference.
So thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And remember, good fences, yeah, maybe they help, but honestly.
All about boundaries.
Healthy boundaries.
Communication.
Yes. And most importantly.
Self-respect.
Knowing your worth. All right, that's it for this deep dive, everyone. Take care.
See ya.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.